Lench Bumps.
Cam FM.
Cool. So anyway, I think we just had the first, or the 1 minute cannon. So what we'll do is we will go down to Daisy, who's going to do the rundown for this M2 division.
Yes, thank you, Jack. I can see the crew's just about being pushed out now. And so at the front of the division, we have Trinity Hall M1, who were actually in the M1 division last year. So they've come down, so maybe they'll be bumped today. After them, we've got Magdalen M1, then Keys M2, Selwyn M1, Lady Margaret M2, Homerton M1, then Jesus M2, Wolfen M1, Dang M2, who got Spoons last year, Darwin M1, who got Blade, so could be a bump there. Then we have First and Third M2, Corpus Christi M1, Queens M2, who got Spoons last year, Sydney 6 M1, then Pembroke M2, Christ M2, Claire M2, and the sandwich boat is Emma M2. So, the starting cannon has just gone off. I can see Trinity Falls M1 coming towards me, followed by Magdalen M1. This is one of the ones where we stick there could be a bump soon, so I'm watching them closely. Trinity Hall M1 are running nicely down towards me. Then we have Magdalen M1. Behind them, Keys M2. Behind them, Selwyn M1. Everyone's fairly well spaced at the moment. Trinity Hall M1 have just come past me. They're looking really good, actually. They're coming around first post corner now, followed by Magdalen M1. And behind that, we've got Keys M2, as I said, who are being chased by M1, and from what I can see, they are possibly, Selwyn M1 are possibly being gained on by Lady Margaret M2.
To Chris.
Chris, what can you see down at Grassy?
Well, I'm just looking back up towards the first boat coming down. It looks like there's a man swimming in the river, and this is definitely going to be alarming. Trinity Hall boat coming down. He's paddling quickly out of the way of this boat. He looks to be having a leisurely swim at the very wrong time of day, if you ask me. Back to you, Daisy. What's happening at your end?
So now at my end, I can see Homerton M1 coming past me, followed by GSM2, and GSM2 actually being chased down by Wolfen M1. I'd say there's about a quarter of a boat leg between them, so we could have a bump soon for Wolfen M1. Oh, they're gaining on them definitely as we come around for the first corner. We're almost on overlap between Wolfen M1 and GSM2. Almost on overlap, we might have a bump soon, and they've just conceded, so that has been a bump from Wolfen M1 on GSM2. So next, coming up, we have Downing, who got spoons last year, and they are being chased very closely by Darwin M1. So I think we can swing up another bump just round Grassy or round first post corner. I think there's about a cannon between them now. You can hear the whistles, and Darwin M1 is chasing down Downing M2. There's this significant overlap as we come round first post corner, but not a bump yet. No, nothing's been conceded. So I just had first and third M2 go past me, following Cox 50 M1, who are being chased by Queens M2, who got spoons last year. Chris and Rafi, can you see anything of that bump between Darwin and Downing?
I can't see the Jesus Wolfen bump yet, but I've just had the first five row past me at absolute blazing speed, holding a very, very tight back in the top five. I'd say they're all maybe between a half and a third boat length between every one of them. Fantastic form there from Trinity Hall, Magdalen, Keys, Selwyn, and Lady Margaret, and Homerton there just coming through now, a bit further away, but definitely clear of the overbump from anyone chasing them. I'm not seeing Downing M2 and Darwin M1, so I'm assuming that they're going to be pulled over a bit further upstream. Daisy, have you got any more news?
Yes, so I've got Pembroke M2 running past me now. They're about a length and a half ahead of Price M2. Price M2 are being followed by Claire M2. Maybe about half a boat length between them, so they could be caught. I mean, I think Claire's M2 are definitely chasing down Price M2, and as we come around the corner, they could make gains on them. They're kind of getting closer and closer. We've definitely got whistles blowing there. Maybe I predicted some at Grassy. And then behind them, we've got the sandwich boat MM2, who are just kind of slowly rowing along. Look like they're going for a row over. You know, they're definitely not going for a bump. They're way behind Claire M2, who had bells now, I can hear. So we might get a bump going into Grassy. Chris, what can you see?
Yeah, so I've just had first and third M2 pass me here, which means that Downing M2 did get bumped up, as far as I can tell, by Darwin M1. Meaning there's now a huge gap between the top six and the bottom from 11 downwards. So,
Jack.
Huge gap. Jack, the top five must be at you now. How are they developed?
The top five were looking strong. It's only the top three they're looking strong now, because Lady Margaret M2 have bumped up on Selwyn M1 as they go round Tipton Corner. Trinity Hall M1 at the top of the division, Magdalen M1 in second, and Keys M2. All good for rollovers. but just as Homerton just about get round Lady Margaret M2 as they pull over to the side after they bumped up, they look like they're going to crash into the bank now. They're going to hit the tree. Homerton is definitely going to hit the tree now at distant corner. Oh, that's going to look painful. Oh, that's painful for quite a lot of the rowers there. Look, Lady Margaret M2 didn't get out of the way. They are furious. Homerton M1 with Lady Margaret M2 for not getting out of the way because they've now crashed into the bank and crashed into a tree. That looks quite painful. Chris, what have you got to draft to?
I'm just having the remaining ones come through here now. Sydney, Sussex and Pembroke coming through with nice form but very well spaced apart. So not much danger here. Just looking for the last few boats. We're hoping to see Christ M2, Claire M2 and Emma M2 pulling in now.
Jack?
Back to you, Jack. What you got?
Thank you very much, Chris. Now, yeah, whilst Homerton M1 did crash into the tree, they had so much room because they had two bumps behind them, the first and third M2, who are about to get caught by Corpus Christi M1 and the cops of first and third M2 going around distance have conceded. They need to hold it up now. Corpus definitely needs to hold it up. Otherwise, I'm going to get out of the way now. But yeah, that is first and third M2 have been bumped by Corpus M1 as I run out of the way. Daisy, have you got anyone down with you for interviews?
Hi. Yes, I have. I've got the Wilson coach here with me, and they've just bumped up someone just bumped up on GSM2, and so here we have the Wilson coach. And how are you feeling now?
Oh, really happy. They've been training hard all term, and
yeah, I've left it right.
So we're really absolutely ecstatic about it.
That's brilliant. What are your expectations or aims for the week?
Well, expectations in bumps is always a bit hard, but I think we are aiming to go up towards the top end of the second division.
Okay, well, Wolfram One is definitely one to watch, and I'll hand back to Jack.
Thank you very much, Daisy. Now, Chris, you sound like you've got someone with you too.
Thank you.
I wish that I did, Jack, but Grassy Corner is completely desolate right now. Everyone's moved off, and I'm just going to cycle down to try and catch one of them, really.
No. That's absolutely fine. No worries at all. So, right. We are just as we are going on to the long reach, I've just got Pembroke M2 rowing past me now after Queen's M2 got out of the way after that bump with Corpus. Now, what I'll do is I'll run you down this division to see if Daisy or Chris can get any interviews in the meantime. I've got a Corpus boat that I might see if I can go and speak to you now. But the top three boats in this division look like they all rowed over. That's Trinity Hall M1, Morland M1 and Keys M2. After them, LMBC M2 caught Selwyn M1 on distant corner, Homerton M1 and then crashed into the tree because Lady Margaret M2 couldn't get out of the way quick enough. And so they ended up crashing into the tree, resetting, carrying on. So they managed to row over because they would have had to have got what turned out to be a triple over bump if they were going to get caught. So they had time to reset. Behind them, Wilson M1 bumped up on Jesus M2, Darwin M1 bumped up on Downing M2, Corpus Christi M1 bumped up on first and third, and still got them in front of me. Then it looks like we've got rowovers for Queens, Sydney Sussex and Pembroke. Haven't seen anyone after Pembroke yet, the last three boats in this division. So, Chris, could you tell me about possibly Christ, Claire or Emma? Doesn't look like we've got Chris there. Daisy, are you still there? Does it look like Claire bumped up on Christ?
Yes, I am still there. I didn't actually manage to see that because that was way around the corner and I haven't seen the three yet, so no news there.
No worries. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. I think we're going to call it. So I've just got Emma coming past me now after Pembroke. So it looks like Claire bumped up on Christ there, and Emma M2 have got a very lonely row home there with the Corpus Christi boat in front of me. Are looking very glorious in there. I think Chris is just going to try and get an interview with them quickly. He's going to speak to the Cox as the first and third M2 boat with Cox by Lydia, who will be in the studio tomorrow. They've unfortunately been bumped today. As Chris, I can see him pulling over on his bike and approaching the Corpus Cox to see if possibly we can get an interview there. I don't know if Chris is going to get that. Are we looking good for an interview, Chris? Can't seem to get hold of Chris there. So what we will do is, as I say, we've got that division there for you now. Top three boats rowing over, followed by LMBC M2 bumping up on Selwyn M1, Homerton M1 rowing over, Wilson M1 bumping up on Jesus M2, Darwin M1 bumping up on Downing M2, Corpus M1 bumping up on first and third M2, Queens M2, Sydney Sussex M1 and Pembroke M2 rowing over, Clare M2 bumping up on Christ M2, and then Emma M2 rowing over. Chris. Can we hear Chris? Hello?
You got me, Jack.
Yes, we have. We finally got Chris. Right, who have you got?
Yeah, pardon me. I had very cold hands. I couldn't unlock my phone. I'm here with Corpus Christi M1. Corpus Christi M1 just burst up, just bumped up on first and third M2. Corpus Christi, how are you feeling? Feeling absolutely ecstatic, and they're just about to row back to the boathouse. Looking fantastic in your greens, guys. Very well rowed, very well deserved. Have a good time. Back to you, Jack.
Thank you very much. As I nearly fall in the river, giving a hug to the first and third MCU doc, Lydia, who will be in the studio tomorrow, I think. You're in the studio? Thursday. Lydia's in the studio on Thursday, covering Bob. So, yeah, that is that division, M2, as everyone is rowing home at the end of the first day of Lent Bump 2016. There's quite a big crowd actually here now. I mean, I know they can see two people from Trinity over on the far side. They have taken, looks like they've taken a run down here, Matt and Tom, to have a look at all the races. Lots of people who from W1 and M1 boats who weren't rowing today, they get in action tomorrow as some of the other crews take a bit of a break. But from the riverside, for the penultimate time today, we'll get some confirmed results to you very soon. That is the first ever Lent Bumps 2016. Back to the studio.
Lent Bumps.
CAM FM.